Diva Kaja is me sure Joe Ballard Thoughtful she arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. We've got a few new listeners to the programme this week and I welcome you all, whether you, no matter what part of the world you're in. And as I say, quite a lot to get through this week. There's quite a lot of explanation, quite a lot of music, all types and different styles of Irish music. And we're starting with a group that until recently I didn't know a lot about and I hadn't got any of the material. Oh yes, I did. I think I had their unicorn song that they recorded many years ago. I'm speaking of the Irish Rovers. Now, over the last year or so, I've acquired a couple of their albums. They're starting us off on a lively note. This is a sea shanty. It's not an Irish song. It's actually a sea shanty from New York entitled New York Girls. Stand by for some liveliness from the Irish Rovers.
Away, you shanty, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can you dance the polka?
As I went down the Broadway one morning in July, a Yankee maid, she asked me, trade in a Sailor John's, says I.
And away, you shanty, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka?
To Tiffany's I took her, I didn't mind expense. I bought her two gold earrings and they cost me 18 pence.
And away, you shanty, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka?
Cecilia Lange, you sailor, now see me home you may. But when we reached her cottage door, this to me did say. She said, my lover, he's a Yankee, with his hair cut short behind. He wears a pair of lonesome boots and he sails on a black ball line.
And away, you shanty, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka?
He's homeward bound this evening, stay. So get a move on, Sailor John, get cracking on your way. I kissed her hard and proper before her flash man came, saying, fare you well, you barry girl, I know your little game.
And away, you shanty, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka? I rammed me glad right from me and to the docks did steer. I've never courted another girl, I sniffed her rum and beer. And away, yes, shanty, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka? Away, yes, shanty, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka?
Phew, you get out of breath just listening to that. We're keeping it lively because we're having Tommy Makem and the Clancy Brothers there. Now, as I say so often on Sounds Irish, this group, in my book, started it all. And this is, I think, one of their very early recordings. In fact, there was a radio programme, I think it was on the BBC, entitled As I Roved Out. And I think they used this as the signature tune. Here we go, way back to the, I think it's certainly the early 60s, and the Clancy Brothers, Tommy Makem, As I Roved Out.
As I rode out on a May morning right early, I met me love upon the way, oh Lord, but she was early. And she sang little doodle, little doodle, little doodle-dee, and she idled on the dee, and she idled on the dee, and she landed.
Her boots were black and her stockings white, and her buckles shone like silver. She had a dark and a rolling eye, and her earrings tipped her shoulder.
And she sang little doodle, little doodle, little doodle-dee, and she idled on the dee, and she idled on the dee, and she landed.
What age are you, my nice wee girl? What age are you, my honey? How modestly she answered me, I'll be 16 again Sunday.
And she sang little doodle, little doodle, little doodle-dee, and she idle on the dee, and she idle on the dee, and she landed.
I went to her house on the top of the hill, and the moon was shining clearly. She arose to let me in, but her mammy chanced to hear her.
And she sang little doodle, little doodle, little doodle-dee, and she idle on the dee, and she idle on the dee, and she landed.
She caught her by the hair of the head, and down to the room she brought her, and with the root of a hazel twig she was a well-bed daughter.
And she sang little doodle, little doodle, little doodle-dee, and she idle on the dee, and she idle on the dee, and she landed.
Will you marry me now, my soldier lad? Will you marry me now or never? Will you marry me now, my soldier lad? For you see I'm done forever.
And she sang little doodle, little doodle, little doodle-dee, and she idle on the dee, and she idle on the dee, and she landed.
No, I won't marry you, my bunny wee girl, I won't marry you, my honey, for I have got a wife at home, and how could I disown her?
And she sang little doodle, little doodle, little doodle-dee, and she idle on the dee, and she idle on the dee, and she landed.
A pint at night is my delight, and a gallon in the morning. The old women are my heartbreak, but the young ones is me darling.
She sang little doodle, little doodle, little doodle-dee, and she idle on the dee, and she idle on the dee, and she landed.
Now this next song we had recently by Danny Doyle, but in the meantime, this is not an Irish song. I do believe it's a Merseyside song from Liverpool way back in the early part of the last century, telling about a street performer who had his puppets going. Yes, you've guessed it's Whiskey on a Sunday. This is the Patsy Whatcorn version of it.
Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday, drinking buttermilk all the week. Whiskey on a Sunday. He sits on the corner of Beggar's Bush, astride of an old packing case, and the dolls on the end of the plank were dancing as he crooned with a smile on his face. Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday, drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. His tired old hands pull a wooden beam, and the puppets, they dance to Bandel. A far better show than you ever did see in the fanciest theatre in town. Come day, go day, it was Sunday, drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. But the 1902 old Seth Davy time, his song it was heard no more. The three dancing dolls in the dustbin were thrown, and the plank went to mend the back door. Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday, drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. But on some stormy night, if you're passing that way, with the wind blowing up from the sea, you can still hear the sound of old Seth Davy as he croons to his dancing doll's tree. Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday, drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. Come day, go day,
drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. Come day, go day, wishing me hard in a Sunday. Drinking buttermilk all the week.
Patsy Watcorn's version of Whiskey on a Sunday. And I don't know about you, but to me, listening to that, I got it from an album, but it sounded as though it was lifted straight off a cassette. Maybe I'm just being a wee bit critical. Now, I've always been a big Danny Doyle fan, as you regular listeners will know. I want to play for you now his version of Step It Out Mary. This is the story of the man who wanted to marry his daughter off to the rich man because, well, it was, they were, everybody, I suppose, in that particular village of Kildorny, they were all very, very poor. And this was the father's way of getting his daughter into a good life, to marry the rich countryman. But before he did that, he had to demonstrate what his daughter could do. And she could dance. And he's telling her, step it out, Mary. Show your legs to the country man. Here's Danny Doyle.
In the village of Kildorey, there's a maiden young and fair. For her eyes they shone like diamonds, she had long and golden hair. When the countryman came riding, he came to the father's gate. Mounted on a milk-white stallion, he came at the stroke of eight. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man. I have come to court your daughter, Mary of the golden hair. I have wealth and I have money, I have goods beyond compare. I will buy her silks and satins and a gold ring for her hand. I will build for her a mansion, she'll have servants to command. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man. But kind sir, I love a soldier, I have pledged to him my hand. I don't want your house nor money, I don't want your goods nor land. Mary's father spoke up sharply, you'll do as you are told. You'll be married on the Sunday, you'll wear the ring of gold. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man. In the village of Kildorey, there's a deep stream running by. They found Mary there at midnight, she drowned with her soldier boy. In the cottage there is music, you can hear the father say, step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, Sunday is your wedding day. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man.
A sad little ballad there from Danny Doyle and Step It Out, Mary. She didn't want to marry the rich man. She was in love with her own lover. Now, I'm still on the subject of ballad groups because we spoke about the Dubliners and the Clancy brothers, but also one of the leading lights in the early stages of the ballad scene were the Johnstons. And I always liked the Johnstons because of their harmony. Now, this is the musician coming out in me now. They had lovely way of using sort of what I call folk harmony, sort of fifths. And it was the way they split the harmony up. It wasn't just first inversions and things. Now I am blinding with science, but this is one of their songs that I really like, the Johnstons, and they're telling us all about the Jack of all trades. This is a man who worked in Dublin, in various places in Dublin, and he mentions various streets that he worked in, and he was a Jack of all trades. ¶¶
I am a roving sporting blade, they call me jack of all trades. I always found my chief delight in courting pretty fair maids.
For when in Dublin I arrived to try for a situation, I always hear them say it was the pride of all the nation. I'm a roving jack of many a trade, of every trade of all trades. And if you wish to know my name, they call me jack of all trades.
In Baggot Street I drove a cab, and there was where requited. In Francis Street had lodging beds to entertain all strangers.
For Dublin is a fiery knoll, or I am much mistaken. In Kevin Street I do declare salt butter, eggs and bacon. I'm a roving jack of many a trade, of every trade of all trades. And if you wish to know my name, they call me jack of all trades.
On George's Quay I first began, I there became a porter. Me and my master soon fell out, which cut my acquaintance shorter.
In Sackville Street a pastry cook, in James's Street a baker, in Cook Street I did coffins make, in Eustace Street a preacher. I'm a roving jack of many a trade, of every trade of all trades. And if you wish to know my name, they call me jack of all trades.
In Golden Lane I sold old shoes, and Mee Street was a grinder. In Barrack Street I lost my wife, and I'm glad I never could find her.
In Mary's Lane I tied old clothes, of which I've often boasted. In the coated place, Exchequer Street, sold mutton ready roasted. I'm a roving jack of many a trade, of every trade of all trades. And if you wish to know my name, they call me jack of all trades.
In Liffey Street had furniture, with fleas and bugs I sold it. And at the bank a big placard I often stood to hold it.
In New Street I sold hay and straw, and as fiddle fees made bacon. In the Shambles Street was half a grand, don't say the basket bacon. I'm a roving jack of many a trade, of every trade of all trades. If you wish to know my name, they call me jack of all trades.
In Summerhill a coachmaker, in Denzil Street a gilder, in Cork Street was a tanner, and in Brunswick Street a builder.
In High Street I sold hosiery, in Patrick Street sold all bits. So if you wish to know my name, they call me jack of all trades. I'm a roving jack of many a trade, every trade of all trades. And if you wish to know my name, they call me jack of all trades. I'm a roving jack of many a trade. You wish to know my name, they call me jack of all trades.
Thank you.
Well, even if you're not Irish, you would have recognised that tune. That was The Rose of Tralee, played for us by Irish Moods. Now, here is a classic. First of all, it's Christy Moore. And this tells the story of a couple starting out in life. It's a very clever song. And whenever Christy Moore appears, no matter what venue, no matter what part of the world, he's always asked to sing this song, The Voyage. I think I said it on Sounds Irish before that I'm not the greatest Christy Moore fan, but I do like him singing that. I think it's a wonderful song and it's a wonderful arrangement and a wonderful interpretation of life. Would you not agree? Now, we're still sort of on the sea theme, because here's Mary Duff singing, in my estimation, the best version of this song there is. Although, yes, I know that Planxty did it many years ago, and one or two other people have done it. And I think I played this on my very first Sounds Irish program, a long time ago. But I'll tell you what, let's together listen to Mary Duff and her version of The Cliffs of Duneen. And hang on, the sea is still around.
You may travel far, far from your own native home. Far away o'er the mountains, far away o'er the foam. But of all the fine places that I've ever seen, oh, there's none to compare with the cliffs of Dunedin. Take a view o'er the mountains, fine sights you see there. You'll see the high Rocky Mountains on the west coast of Clare. Oh, the towns of Kilrush and Kilkee can be seen from the high rocky slopes around the cliffs of Dunedin. Is a fine place to be on a fine summer's day, watching all the wild flowers that ne'er do decay. Oh, the hare and lofty pheasant are playing, making homes for their young round the cliffs of Dunedin. Fare thee well to Dunedin, fare thee well for a while, and to all the fine people I'm leaving behind, to the streams and the meadows where oft I have been, and the high rocky slopes round the cliffs of Dunedin. The
And that's a sound that I hear most mornings as I walk by the sea. I live in Bray here in County Wicklow, a town about 12 miles south of our capital city, Dublin, on the coast, and I go for a walk with my guide dog, York, most mornings, weather permitting, and I hear the lovely sound of the Irish Sea washing up on the coast. There you heard Mary Duff and the Cliffs of Dunedin. I think I've said it on the programme before. My mother had a wonderful repertoire of songs. Now, she taught them, most of them, to us as we grew up. But here's one that she did sing. Now, it's one of these, how shall I put it, one of these old Irish songs. Maybe not even Irish, maybe Irish-American. But here's Brendan O'Dowda and a song that my mammy used to sing quite often.
Come with shamrocks in springtime of warning, and its Killarney shall ring with our mirth. Sure, when we lend ear to beautiful England, little we thought of the lone winter days, little we thought of the hush of the starshine over the mountain, the buffs and the braes. Then come back to Erin, Mavourneen, Mavourneen. Come back, Aroon, to the land of thy birth. Come with the shamrocks in springtime, Mavourneen.
Deserved applause for Brendan O'Dowda and his interpretation of the song Come Back to Erin. Erin is a word, of course, another word for Ireland. And regular listeners to Sounds Irish will know that Joe Wallard is a big Brendan O'Dowda fan. And I hope you enjoyed that. It was a wonderful arrangement of that lovely old song. Moving it a bit quicker now, because we've got Declan Nerney telling us about a famous Irish highwayman. Brennan was his name. He used to dwell on the moor, and that's why they called him Brennan on the Moor.
On the moor, born brave and undaunted, the moor. On red and on dawn it was young Brennan on the moor.
Hey!
Declan Nerney telling us all about the story of young Brennan on the moor. And I did promise you we'd be playing a lot more Declan Nerney, did I not, a couple of weeks ago? Well, I'm keeping my promise. Normally, when I play a Johnny McAvoy track, and you know I'm a big Johnny McAvoy fan, normally when I play a Johnny McAvoy track, it's a slow, one of his slow ballads with full of meaning. Well, this one, well, it's a little more up-tempo. It's not the one you think it is. It's called Down by the Riverside. No, it's not that one. It's this one.
Well, I took a little stroll just the other day down by the river where we used to play when we were kids a long time ago. Where time goes, I really don't know. Now you're a woman and I'm a man. We live our lives the best we can. Now we're back where it all began, down by the riverside. And the old waterfall looks just the same as it did when we played our children's games. The kingfisher flies through the trees in the breeze, but never a thought was mine. And the ducks and the geese in the farmer's yard still kick up a din if you paddle too far across the water to the old wrecked car. It's been there so long it'll never go far. Now the old mill's gone, the willow tree, there's a road running through where we used to be. And you're not as happy as you seem to me down by the riverside. And the old waterfall looks just the same as it did when we played our children's games. The kingfisher flies through the trees in the breeze, but never a thought is mine. And the flowers still bloom, the fish swim by, the water's just as cold as a tear in your eye. And I'm gonna love you till the day I die. When I do, you'll surely cry. So we'll say goodbye, but just for now. The kids are getting restless as they do somehow. We'll meet again in a year from now, down by the riverside. And the old waterfall looks just the same as it did when we played our children's games. The kingfisher flies through the trees in the breeze, but never a thought in his mind. And the old waterfall looks just the same as it did when we played our children's games. The kingfisher flies through the trees in the breeze, but never a thought in his mind.